Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right now, though, a guy that, like I said, we had a chance to catch up with these guys. We were out in San Fran over in Phoenix as well. Works with 95.7 The Game out in San Francisco. The former NFL fullback Lorenzo Neal joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Lorenzo, how you been, buddy?
Hey, I'm great, guys. How we doing?
Doing well. So you got some injuries out there, and I was just that's the first thing that everybody circles is you got Kittle out, you've got Sanders, you've got obviously Robbie Gould. What is the likelihood? All three? None? What are the, if they play this weekend?
It's possible and very probable that all three may not play. You're looking at Kittle, who's arguably, I think, the best tight end in the league. Just what he does. I wouldn't take him over Kelce. Why? He blocks more of the guys involved in the run game. Very, very crucial in the run game. And you've seen the Niners suffer because of the fact they don't have Kittle in the run game. I think when you look at the other guys, Big Joe's not going to play a Pro Bowl type of offensive tackle. And only struggled, came back a little early against Seattle, and didn't play very well. So you think about that, and then you talk about Emmanuel Sanders. We brought in from – you made a trade. Trade gave us some – gave up some draft capital. Why? To bring this guy in, and when he came in, what did he do? He instantly was a success here for the Niners. He brought some stability at the receiver position, and now you might not have him there. No, the ribs, the cartilage is there, and the guy couldn't lift his hands up after the first half. So that's tough, and you needed him in that Arizona game, a game that you barely won. And now you got Debo injured as well. So now we know who those other guys are. You got a track specialist in Goodwin, but he hasn't shown that he can catch the ball and has a bad case of the drops. Pettis hasn't been that well, and neither has Bourne. Bourne out of that, but I think the tight end, backup tight end has been playing pretty decent. And I think a lot's going to have to come down to the running backs, Kyle Juszczyk and different guys that you're going to have to catch the ball out of the backfield. But right now, Jimmy G, his selection of throwing the ball to a lot of guys is getting pretty slim.
So I had said this. Bear with me a moment here. But I said for the Packers to win this game, they have to put pressure on Garoppolo. They have to protect Aaron Rodgers. They have to spread the ball around. And turnovers are going to become key. The only way that begins to happen is if they can get it. Let's say they kick off. They get a stop. And then they score and can score again. They get up by a couple of scores and they force almost Jimmy Garoppolo to start looking across the field to say, holy crap, I have to go toe-to-toe with Aaron Rodgers. Because Garoppolo will give you a couple every now and then. To me, if you allow them to score and control the game and the Packers are playing from behind, it becomes an entirely different ball game, and therefore their defense, 49ers defense, can pin their ears and go after Aaron Rodgers. The only way I see this Packers team winning it is if they get up early, they keep the lead, and they force Garoppolo into some turnovers.
Yeah, I'm with your assessment. When you look at those, you look at Aaron Rodgers, this is arguably one of the greatest quarterbacks on a very, very short list of the greatest quarterbacks that ever played this game. You're never out of a game with Aaron Rodgers. You've seen what this guy could do. He's down by 14. It doesn't matter. 7-10. It doesn't matter. He's just that type of guy because of what he can do with his legs in the pocket. He's very, very smooth in and out of the pocket, can get out to the side. And that's one thing that he and Russell Wilson and a lot of quarterbacks don't have in common. When he gets out of the pocket, outside the pocket, he can be just as dangerous because now he can run or pass, and he's still pretty versatile with his legs. But you're absolutely right. If you're going to ask Jimmy G to go out and put up 35 points getting a shootout with Aaron Rodgers, you're not going to win this game. And the Niners understand that. I think defensively they're going to have to go ahead and pin their ears back and get after him and try to keep him in that pocket. Don't let him roll out. You can't overrush him because if you do, Aaron Rodgers will take off and he'll make plays. He runs when he has to run. I know Russell Wilson and Kyler Murray, those guys, they take off and run all the time. But Aaron Rodgers is still a pretty efficient guy. He can move the chains when he wants to, and that's what you got to be careful about this guy because everyone thinks he's just going to stay in the pocket. Aaron Rodgers is looking to make plays, and he'll do whatever he needs to do in order to win ball games. So it's hard to bet against him, and you're right. If they can go up a couple of scores on San Francisco 49ers, the Niners just don't have the weapons, I think, the firepower to get back in the game, especially if they can't get any turnovers.
I am amazed that these two teams come in with the turnovers that they're collecting. The turnover margin is +5 for the 49ers, +4 or +9 for the Packers. But The points scored for what they've been doing in the NFC, the 49ers have been simply fantastic. What has it been about this offense that's been so dynamic? Now, like you had mentioned, no Kittle, and I agree with you. I think he's the most dynamic and probably the most reckless abandoned tight end out there who just wants to do it all. But they've been able to do it in many different ways.
They have, and that's because Kyle Shanahan, the way that he goes about design of his plays, the motion and different things that he does, and now you got back Kyle Juszczyk, what he brings to the, as a fullback. Both these two teams, I love them because they play hard mouth, smash mouth football at times. Even Aaron Rodgers, now he's finally got a running game, look like they're committed to the run as well, and making Aaron Rodgers taking some of the load off him. But I love that old fullback position. And Kyle Juszczyk, he's one of the best in the game, if not the best. The guy can catch out of the backfield. He can run. He can lead block. He does all kinds of different things. And that's what Kyle Shanahan has been able to do with this offense, is keep teams on the defensive. Keep teams that they can't just pin their ears back. Why? Because there's so much misdirection. They make guys stay at home. What do I mean by that? Because you can start one way and counter back the other way. And if you penetrate up the field, then they got some type of misdirection. So guys can't just pin their ears back. And that's why, even though you have not a great offensive line, because of so much misdirection and because of so much bootleg and all the different things that this Niner offense brings to you, it makes defensive players can't just necessarily pin their ears back and go play defense reckless and abandoned but under control. And a lot of that offense has been, you know, kind of stymied the last couple of weeks. If you look at this team, hasn't really gotten over 100 yards in during their 3 weeks. Why? Because Kittle's out. Why? Because the offensive line is beginning to get struggle. Why? Also, you look at Breida, some of the offensive running backs, they are going down injuries. Because when you play physical and you run the ball, yes, you're delivering the blow. Yes, you're wearing teams out. But you're also wearing yourself out. And now I think the toll is starting to catch up with the Niners, particularly in the run game.
Hey, I got to ask you, as a former fullback, the Packers, when Davante Adams was out, utilized many different receivers, one of them being out of nowhere a guy named Danny Vitale, who started to become a receiver, and he's been left wide open because nobody ever believed that the Packers were going to throw to him. Do you like to see the way the Packers are starting to utilize the year old position, the fullback?
Absolutely. I like Danny. I like what he brings in. You see what the Raiders, they're using a fullback, Kansas City using a fullback at night. I think the fullback is starting to come back, and you know Kyle Shanahan, he's going to use Kyle Juszczyk. But, yeah, I love what you guys are doing. I love what the Packers are doing, getting involved in the fullback. I think that position is coming back in the league. I know everyone wants to just play basketball in the grass and spread it out and think you can win. But when it comes down to it, when you look at the New England Patriots, when it came down to it last year in the Super Bowl, they ran. They put the ball on the ground, and they ran the ball as well. You can't just play basketball in the grass on a consistent basis in the National Football League and win. Ask Kansas City how that works out for them when they just go all pass, even though they have a prolific quarterback guy can spin the ball all over the field. But if you can't run the ball in the National Football League come November and December and January time, you're not winning a Super Bowl. And I think the Packers understand that, and that's why they got a lot more balance this year.
Lorenzo, always great to chat with you. We'll chat with you soon down the road as well, okay?
No worries. Cheers, guys.
Appreciate it. There you go. Lorenzo Neal, former NFL fullback himself, co-host on 95.7 The Game in San Fran, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.